It wasn't that I hated my office job in car insurance. Okay, I wasn't crazy about wearing a suit every day, but the people I worked with were nice enough, and living at home with my parents meant that most of my salary could be spent on clothes, music, and going out. But I wanted to travel. My town was too small for me, and I longed for adventure. It was very early and still dark when Innes and I threw our rucksacks up into the cabin of the long-distance lorry. The driver was a friend of a friend of someone I'd met in a pub, and he had agreed to take us across to France and down to Paris for free. Strangely, he didn't seem to mind breaking the law, as we hid behind the curtain in his cabin and passed through customs and onto the ferry. Once aboard, we got down from the lorry and headed for the bar, where we happily started on what was to be the first of many drinking sessions. On the French side, we hid again, and we were soon speeding along the main motorway to Paris.